Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on what time of the day you're listening. And welcome back. We are now back to doing weekly episodes. So let's see how this goes. Today is season 3, episode 2, and we are officially 1 year into Reboot Your Thoughts podcast. Who knew someone as daft as me could go a full year? I mean, I know we had a wee glitch for a couple of months there, but we'll just slide by that. Shh, don't tell anybody. It's our secret. How's everybody been last week? I've been trying to stay sane, as sane as a blonde can be. I've been dealing with some personal stuff, nothing major, nothing serious. Well, I don't know how you would describe it. We'll not talk about that today. Dealing with some personal stuff in the background. Son went away for a few days. Oh my goodness, right, so it doesn't matter what age they are, you worry about them. We know this, but anybody else's child get hangry and they're like a bear with their head. Now, when he's in the house and he's hangry, I just say, go get something to eat or go into your room, just stay away from me until you're at that mood. But the problem is, he's away, he has food intolerances. So there's not many places he can get food from. The hotel that he's come, the company that he works for has put them in. They don't do any kind of food. I think they do breakfast, but nothing that he can eat. They don't do lunches or evening meals, but they're away on a training course. So I'm presuming he has to find his own lunch, and he definitely has to find his own dinner. I know some people won't call it breakfast, lunch, dinner. These will call it breakfast, dinner, tea, breakfast. I don't know. Anyway, we call it breakfast, lunch, dinner. We'll just not have that argument today either. So I texted him the other day and I said to him, what have you had for your dinner? And I'm not going to name any actual companies, any brands, because I ain't advertising you unless you pay me. I'm joking. But basically, one of these places you get sandwiches from, you know the one? Like an underground train. So some of you might get that, some of you might not, I don't know. So he went there for his dinner. I said, what did you have for your breakfast and your lunch? I've just like these fruity raw bar things and peanuts. I says, it's not actually enough to keep you going all day. Like, how's it not? Now, this is in text, so you can imagine like how dry and blunt the texts were. And I'm like, oh, it's not enough to sustain you for the full day. It won't fill you up. Oh, you know, you don't have to be full 24, so blah, 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 blah. I just switched off at that point. I went, okay, good night, bye-bye now. I speak to you when you're in a better mood. Thank you, come again. So, yeah. And why is it when you've not fell out with your child, right, but you're annoyed at them and they're annoyed at you, but you're always the one that worries about it the most. They couldn't care less. So obviously the next day, I'm texting him, and he totally blanked me for ages, totally ignored me. And I'm saying to my pal, she was killing herself laughing. Actually, it was Danielle. I was telling Danielle, she's killing herself laughing. She's like, oh my God, what is he like? Said to my youngest, and I said, go on, you text him and see if he texts you, and we'll judge what kind of mood he's in. He went, well, if he doesn't text you back, he's not got to text me back. He knows what he's like as well. And I was like, okay, fair point. Let's just leave it at that and we'll see. So yeah, about an hour later, I got a text back, only because he wanted a login for something. Which is normal for children, isn't it? They'll come, they'll be nice to you when they want some. Anywho, that was that. I've been getting back in touch with people. I have been laying cards on the table, as I would say. Went to the doctors today, got some test results back. Nothing serious again. Had to get an x-ray on my hip. The doctor's still confused about what the x-ray results actually mean. So we're hoping a hip specialist will look. But, oh, anybody else like me who's scared of needles? I'm not scared. I'm scared of them. I don't like them. The bigger they are, the sweatier I get. I start seeing stars and things like that, and my head goes, ooh, and I think I'm going to lie on the deck. So she's like, oh, they might end up giving you a cortisone injection in your hip, but they might not. And I says, I'm quite happy if they don't you worry about that. And she went, oh, that's right, you don't like needles, do you? And I'm like, I'm definitely not friends. No, thank you, sir. So yes, we are waiting to see if the hip specialist will see us. And yeah, just getting some meds adjusted and things like that. So Aileen's well on her way to, I'd say, recovery, but mentally recovery, internal bones and structure. That's probably not going to get much better, because, I mean, getting to that point in life where things start drooping and they start falling off, and, I mean, I don't know if anything actually falls off. Do they? Does it? I don't know. Maybe my eyelashes? My hair, maybe? So yeah, we're getting to that age where bones start cracking and you start walking slower and you're a bit, a wee bit of an ache and a pain every time you move, and your children start saying, why do you keep making the noises when you're standing up and you're sitting down? You're like, because I'm getting old. Is that okay with you? So yes, that is about as exciting as my life has got. Also, can you tell me now, if you're listening to this and you're the person I have sent a message to and you have not replied to me, can you reply? Can you tell me why there's always a certain message, right? Whether it's to do with you've been to a job interview, or you've applied for a job or college or uni or something like that. Or like the other day, I was waiting for a message from my son and it was taking ages, or maybe your mum or your dad or a friend or whoever, right? But anyway, if it's a message that you're not desperately waiting for, but you're like, can you hurry it up a wee bit? Why do they never come through fast enough? So yeah, I've sent a message to somebody, and I mean, I don't even know if this person's seen this message. Can we just say that? We'll just put that out there. And again, see if anybody knows me, may have known me in the last 40 something years or whatever. And if you've got social media, can you go and check your spam folder just in case it's you I'm talking to? Because it may and it may not be. Comprehendi. There we go with my bilingualness. There's a new word for you. Look it up in the dictionary. See what it means. You'll not find it. Aileen has her own language yet again. So yes, I'm just going with the flow. We'll wait and see if the medication adjustment makes any adjustment to the brain. I doubt it very, very much. I don't think there's much hope for it at this point. I think the brain cells start disappearing at my age. And there wasn't an awful lot to begin with. They're just saying. So yes, that's what I've been doing in my personal life. In work life, I've been sitting making up some packages. I say making up, not physically, as in putting stuff in bags and boxes and things like that. Just putting together packages to save money for clients and things that they might want to test drive before they actually fully commit. So they're all going on the website this week if anybody's not seen social media. If you don't know what page I'm talking about for my therapies and things, it's the Reboot Sanctuary. So if you can go on there, have a wee look and see. We've got the website, which is thereboot.com. So just bearing in mind we're still working on it this week, so some pages you might not be able to open straight away because that might be the page I'm working on. We're adding new pages which have got like packages and subscriptions. Most of the subscriptions are already on there. We're doing block bookings because listen, cost of living and everything, so just try to save everybody a wee bit of money. What else are we doing? Online group sessions for certain things. I always find it, now I don't know if it's just because of the way my mind works. I'm always scared in case when I say group sessions, people take that the wrong way. I do mean counselling. I don't mean anything else. Just saying. In business coaching. Don't think that I'm one of the funny therapists. Because I'm not. I'm not one of these therapists that... No. Just say... I always get dead scared. This is where... Do you know that whole overthink thing? And then you overcompensate. No, not compensate. You try to explain yourself. You over-explain. To the point where you think... Does anybody actually believe what I'm saying? Or have I... If I led them down that garden path that's took them to the wrong path that makes them think that I'm working in a different field. And, hey, listen, if it gets me bookings, book in. You won't be getting that, but I can offer you counselling. I can offer you life coaching, wellness coaching, business coaching. I can also offer you an Indian head massage. Cup massage therapy, which, by the way, that's with glass cups. It's not a different kind of cup. I can offer you hot stone massage therapy. I can also offer you hop ear candling. And coming soon we have something else. A few other things. I'm not giving it away yet. Because I need to pass the course first. And the way Aileen's brain has been working the last... There I go again. Forgot to turn the phone off. The way Aileen's brain works sometimes... Yeah, I'm joking, I will pass it. I will. So I'm adding a few other things. Just doing the studying part of it at the minute, and we should be past that soonish. So yes, that's me caught you up with my week, my life, my brain, my... Yeah, let's not go back down the road of alien brain. Deary me, that took a turn, didn't it? So... Anybody take my advice from last week? If you listened to last week's episode, that is. If you didn't listen to it, then you can... You don't necessarily have to listen to it before this one, but I would advise listening, or we could just listen. Let's see how this conversation goes. But this is just a follow-up in a sense. Also a lot of healing talking and gobbledygook, as usual. But see, before we do go on to that, right, I've just had a thought. See if you think of anything that you want me to add in, whether it be virtually or in person. Write in and let me know, or give me a phone, or go on the website and do the contact me thing, the contact me forum, and just put your suggestions, because we are always looking for new suggestions, new ideas of things to add in. And if it's something that if you've not found anywhere else, and you've kind of been asking people to add into their services and I've not done it yet, let me know and I'll see if I can do it. And if not, we might be able to kind of collab with somebody else who made it and be able to offer you it that way. But yeah, so let's get down to business. I don't think that was the right song for me to sing after the conversation I've just had with you about me not being that kind of therapist. Oh dear lordy, what has she done? So yes, last week we spoke about putting yourself first. And I don't mean in a way that you just kind of forget about everybody else that's round about and it's like, me, 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 I'm the only person, self-absorbed, all that kind of thing. I just mean that now and again, whether it be once a day, once a week, once a month, whether it be for 5, 10 minutes, half an hour, a full day, put yourself first. And the reason for that is we tend to forget ourselves. We always forget about us. We always forget that we matter, we're important. We always forget that what we're telling us.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Other people to expect in life, we're entitled to that as well. How people treat us, we're entitled to that as well. We don't have to take the shit off of everybody else. We don't have to accept people looking down on us, because we're not something at the bottom of somebody else's shoe. We're human. We're doing our best. And as long as you're doing your best, nobody can ask for anything else. So why shouldn't you be allowed to feel a certain way? Why shouldn't you be happy? Why shouldn't you feel kind of wholesome or love yourself? Because we do talk about self-love and self-care and everything else, and that's all about prioritising yourself as well. And it's not like, oh my God, I pure love myself, as in being vain or anything like that. It's about understanding what you should expect in life, what you deserve in life, what you should put up with from other people and what you shouldn't. About doing something for you, whether it be you decide you want to change jobs, you want to move house, you want to change your career, you want to start a family. It could be as simple as you want to go and change your hairstyle or your hair colour, and maybe your partner doesn't want you. Whose hair is it? Have you gone down that route before? So there, you can look at that in a couple of different ways. We'll just point out the hair thing first. Maybe your hair's jet black, and you've gone down the route of going peroxide blonde previously in life, and you've not liked it, and it's took so long to get you back and whatever else, and it maybe ruined your hair. Or because bleach and all that, it kills your hair. Maybe they've learned from experience that you really hated it and it ruined your hair and it took you so long to get back to having healthy hair. So maybe that's the reason why they're advising you not to do it. But if you've never done it and you want to try it, essentially it's your hair, and if you want to do it, but if you decide to do it and other people are advising you not to, then obviously you can't blame anybody else for not stopping you. But again, it's your choice. Whether you love it or hate it, you can go back. Hair, you can go back to. I'm one of these people, and I take it from Manny, I'm one of these people that if you cut your hair too short, it's going to grow back. You dye your hair a colour and you don't like it, shove another dye on it. Now listen, I know I used to be a hairdresser, and a lot of hairdressers will be cringing listening to this. I'm sorry. Listen, Manny was a hairdresser as well, and she's exactly the same as me. She's, remember that song from McFly, Five Colours in Your Hair? I probably at one point had 25 different colours in my hair, but they weren't like patches, it was like underneath each other. There was black in there somewhere, there was red, there was purple, there was green, there was never green. But so putting yourself first, doing something for you. I hear noises in this house and I think, do I have a visitor that I don't want, that I did not invite? Maybe you want one Christmas to just not spend it with family. You want to go on holiday, or maybe you want to go and work somewhere with the homeless or things like that. Like, you have to make the decision for you, and you can't let others keep making decisions for you. You know, if you want to cut out certain friends or certain family members because you're not in sync with them anymore, they're maybe a bit toxic for you, maybe you are going down different paths in life at the minute, like maybe one's starting a family, another one's still party, these are all your choices. Nobody can force you to have somebody in your life that you don't want to have in your life. Nobody can force you to do something that's going to make you miserable. And yes, I do know, and I know from personal experience, it is very, very hard, because you will have people that will say, oh, but you can't do this, and you need that, because they're related to you, and it's your sister, or it's your auntie, or it's your uncle, or it's your cousin, or it's your dad, or it's your mum, whoever it may be. There's always going to be somebody that says to you, you can't not speak to them. You can't cut them off. How can you do that? They're family. Well, actually, if they seen me as family, would they be treating me the way I'm treating them? No. Here we go. Aileen's getting her words mixed up. If they see me as family, and they see me the way, or they treat me the way that you're saying I should treat them, we wouldn't be in this situation. They wouldn't accept what I'm accepting at the minute. They wouldn't take what they're doing to me, they wouldn't take it back. They wouldn't accept it back. So why should I continue to accept it? And it might be something that they've done one-off to you. And if it's a one-off, maybe you will forgive. Maybe you'll forget, maybe you won't. But if it's something that's happening continuously or more than once, then you need to sit and think about, how are people seeing me to treat me this way? Why are they getting away with it? Why should I be the person that always forgives and forgets? And if this kind of touches a nerve for you, then maybe it's because there is something going on in your life. And the best way to deal with it is, firstly, admit it to yourself that there's something either that you're doing to somebody or they're doing to you. How can it be mended? Can it be mended? Is it a family member? Is it a friend? Is it a colleague? Is there somebody within your circle, whether it be, again, family member, friend or colleague, that you can speak to, that can maybe advise, maybe they've been witness to it, maybe they know that person and know if they're going through something? Not that that excuses bad behaviour, but it means that maybe you could all sit down and have a wee chat and just say, like, we know you're going through something, but you can't be taking it out on anybody else, however it may be. Is it just that this person, that's just the way they are and that's the way they treat everybody? And if that is the case, do you really want that person in your life forever? Behaving that way, maybe you want to distance yourself and not fully cut them out. Maybe you could go for some kind of counselling together. Maybe a family member or a friend could be a mediator for you. But if you're going to get a family member or a friend to mediate, you have to explain to them that they need to be impartial. They can't interrupt and they can't say to anybody, you can't say that or you can't do that. They have to be impartial to both parties. Just so that you don't get one person over the other going, or you're taking their side. You don't want them to take sides. You just want them to help you get to a middle ground where you can kind of leave a bit more harmonious. Yeah. That's my little food for thought. Do you know, sometimes when I start, who remembers Frasier? I'm just saying that because of the way my mic's sitting today. Welcome to, what was his radio channel? Dr. Fraser Crane. Anyway, I better not say that. I better not get sued. I was just using you as a wee memory. Just a wee memory. Don't sue me, please. Thanks, kindly. I'm not trying to be Dr. Fraser Crane because he was fictional. I'm real. Unfortunately for my mother. She'll be like, oh God, I know. She definitely knows this week I'm real. Every time I phone her, she's like, oh God. Oh no, what's she done now? I'm just letting you all know that I ain't taking no. Is there a song about that? Can't think of one now. Lucky for you. So, what else can you do just for you, to prioritise you? Anything that makes you happy, makes you smile, makes you feel complete or in a better place, yeah, that's something you can do for you. Something that makes you feel as if you've not had to ask permission, you've not had to discuss it with somebody first, if that makes sense. It's just, it can be spur of the moment. Do you know what? I'm going to go on holiday and I'm going to go on holiday by myself. That's one of the things that's on my bucket list. I'll just put that out there. And I was talking about this the other day to somebody because they were saying, oh, I would love to do a solo trip. And I said, that's actually one of the things that I would love to do later on when my boys are older and they're all settled and everything else in their own homes and potentially with partners or whoever it may be. And once I know that they are settled and comfortable and whatever else, then I'll do a solo trip. I mean, if they never end up settled, I'll just need to come and find a house sitter that'll house sit a house and a child that's not a child, that's a grown adult. No, at some point I will. I'll go. I probably won't go too far. Knowing my luck, I'll go for Glasgow to Edinburgh. I'll, like, that's me done my solo trip. I mean, I've been to Edinburgh many times, but I won't be going to Edinburgh. We have memories in Edinburgh. And what else can you do? You could join the gym, because the gym's going to help you with your mental health as well. It could also connect you with new friends. How many people listening have thought about a full career change and said, I'm too old for that, or I can't do that because you're dependent on your income you've got now? There is always going to be a way around it. Believe me, there will be a way around it. And if you can't find the way around it and you think, Aileen, you're talking nonsense, send me a message and we can try and find a fix for you. We can try and find a way around it for you. Remember that you can get evening classes as well at college and university, and yeah, you probably need to pay for them, but it means you're still guaranteed your daytime income. Or you could drop hours at work to fit in, and then you potentially might be entitled to like a bursary or something like that. But that's something you would need to look into, because everybody will have a different cut-off threshold for things like that, for financial support. Have you thought about, you want to retire early? Maybe it's just a way of figuring out how you could afford it until you start collecting your pension. Do you want to travel the world? There's many, many things that people out there are sitting saying, I wish I would have done that. I want to do that. But what if you said, I'm going to do that? You've just not got a date yet. Because we find a way to work towards it, to guarantee you're going to get that, whatever it is that you're desperate to do or desperate to have. Obviously, there's a few things out there that we can't. I'd love to be a bit more intelligent. I don't know if I would like to be a bit more intelligent either, because maybe I'd lose my comedic value. Oh dear, listen, if I don't laugh at myself and my jokes, I don't know that there's any of you out there that will either, so we'll just gloss by that wee bit. I'll just say, if you're happy and you know, clap your hands. Has anybody heard the rude version of that one? It's very rude. I'm not singing that today. Especially after how the start of this podcast went. Dear me. So yes. I'll just say, I changed career when did I start retraining? I was in my 30s, and I know that's not old, unless you're like 10 and it sounds ancient. I changed career path. I never ever really, I think I've said it to you before, the only thing I really knew I wanted to do was be a mum. And I succeeded in that. I don't know if my boys would agree, but yeah. And then I always knew I liked helping people, but I don't like blood and I don't like needles. Again, as we spoke about at the start of this podcast. And I never ever thought where I would go or how I could help or something that I would enjoy doing. Now, we've probably noticed that Aileen likes talking and she can hold a conversation even if it's with herself. But I remember one of my friends, I think we might have been about 28, something like that at the time. And she said, we might even have been younger, I'm not sure. No, I think about 28. And I remember her saying to me, you should be a counsellor because you're always helping people. You always know what to say. And I'm like, oh no, I'm not intelligent enough for that. Who knew? You didn't need brain, I cannot. Who knew I was? I mean, I might surprise you all by telling you that I'm actually quite intelligent in real life. I just like to play the cheeky monkey sometimes, you know? I like a wee laugh and I like a wee joke. And I usually do it at my expense. Why not? And I like to annoy my mum sometimes, every day, quite a lot. Most of the day. And it's great fun. And we all love it. My friend, I don't know if you remember Ainsley. I think Ainsley was on season one, maybe. Yeah, she'd have been on season one. And her daughter had seen a text or heard me talking one day about Helen. I think she seen a text or Ainsley read the text out and her daughter said, who's Helen? She's like, her mum. She's like, did she call her Helen? She's like, well, why'd she call her that? She says, because it annoys her. I'm just a wind up. I like it. And it's funny because my boys are both the same now. And they wind my mum up. They wind everybody up. They wind me up. Drive me up the wall sometimes. But I can give as good as I get. Which sometimes that backfires on them because I can give back what I get and more. And they're like, oh, don't know what to say now. And I'm like, don't. I've had 46 years of experience. You're just a little baby. You're still just learning. Calm down. So yes. So yeah, back to our topic. Something else you can do to help you stay focused is write down topics or write down pointers or write yourself a wee memo every day or every week to keep you on track of where you're trying to get to. You could do yourself like a vision board. And you can make vision boards on your laptop, computer, you can do them on your phone, you can do them in person. I've got vision boards everywhere. I've got one for my personal life and I've got one for my work life, for where I want my business to go and my work life to go and where I want my personal life to go. And it's things like I want to eventually buy my own house, I want to get a new car at some point, I want to lose weight, I want to do this, I want to do that. It just keeps me on track. And you can put wee quotes up that you like that will also keep you on track, keep you focused, keep you positive. So if you're having a wee down day, look at your vision board and remember why you're doing what you're doing. why you're trying to achieve certain things? Is it because your family are grown up now and you're doing something for you? Is it because your family are young and you want to create a fantastic future? Or you want a bigger house like myself? Or is it because you've decided you don't want a family, so you know that now, because you don't need to focus on having a certain size of house for children, blah blah blah, you could maybe go and do other things? Only you can tell you what you want to do. Nobody else can tell you, oh, you want to have children, or you want that bigger house, or you want that car, you want this, you want that, you want. And inside you're cringing going, I really don't, can you just shut up and stop saying that to me? And if that's how you feel, say it. Just be nice about saying it. Just be a wee bit, gently, because we all know some people can take offence because they think that they're trying to help you by steering you in a certain direction, and you're sitting going, that's the complete opposite direction for where I'm trying to go. And just say to them, listen, I don't want what you think I want. What I want and what I need is blah, 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 blah. And just be straight with them. And if they try and say to you, just say, we're not going to have this conversation if you're not going to listen to me. We can only have this conversation if my voice is heard, because this is my life and it's going to go the way I want it to go. If I change my mind in 5 years' time or 10 years' time, that's absolutely fine. I can change it again. I can change it up. And that's what life's about. Life's about, as you go along the journey, if you decide you want to go down a different path, you go down that different path. If you want to go back the way and revisit a situation, a bit like what I'm trying to do just now, not in a sense that I'm trying to relive the past, I'm just trying maybe fix something. Maybe that's a better way of doing it, saying it. Fix friendships or whatever else it might be. Letting your story be told, let your truth be heard. You can do that. You can go back the way. As long as you make sure that you hold your hands up for any way that you might be responsible for having to go back to revisit it. Just make sure that you're fully honest and it's not the bits of truth that you want to tell and you're forgetting out the rest of the truth. If you decide you want to stand still for 3 years because where you're at the minute is exactly where you want to be in that moment in time, that is up to you to make that decision. Nobody else can tell you otherwise. Am I making sense, or is it all gobbledygook? If it is gobbledygook, if I am talking a lot of nonsense or you don't really understand the point I'm trying to get to, please, please, please write in and I'll try and explain it in a better way, because we do know that the way, and I obviously know it through experience, because obviously I have one son who's potentially ADHD, I've got one son who's 100% autistic. So I do have to watch the way I explain things. And the way I explain to one child might be a different way I explain to the other child, or it might be the two of them are on the same page for whatever topic I'm talking about. And that's absolutely fine. Everybody will understand different word language. Everybody will understand a different way of something being explained. And that's not a bad thing. It's about recognising who you're talking to and how you speak to them. How I speak to my friends isn't necessarily how I would speak to my mum. How I speak to my mum isn't necessarily how I would speak to my dad. And the list goes on. There's many people I don't want to ever speak to again. And again, that is my choice, because I don't think they are behaving in a way that I want to be round about my kids or round about me. And that's not me saying you're not good enough. That's me saying that they have been toxic to me almost my full life. And I don't need that. And I don't need my boys to witness that. Because I don't then want them to say, well, she accepted that her whole life, so it's okay for me to treat her that way. Or it's okay for me to treat my gran that way. Or me to treat my future partner that way. Because my mum allowed XYZ to do it. No. Nobody should be treated with any toxicity at all. Nobody. Well, apart from people that harm children and do bad things, but we're not talking about them. We're talking about, in inverted commas, your normal everyday person. You've got to remember that anybody coming up, generations before, after you, sorry, they're learning from us. So if you want them to live a harmonious life, you need to show them how to do it. Our children, our nieces, our nephews, our grandchildren, our friends' children, whoever, they're all learning from us. So if we can't show them how to do something for yourself to make yourself happy, how are they going to do it? Are they going to have to wait until they're in their 40s or their 50s and listen to somebody like myself and then say, oh, why have I never known that before? We want to get to a point where this is everybody's normal. Everybody's normal is to do something for themselves, and not in a selfish way, in a take care of yourself way. Be kind to yourself, be mindful, show yourself some kindness, show yourself some love, be patient with yourself, and forgive yourself for anything that you have done. We all make mistakes. We've all done wrong in life. Not a single person on this earth is perfect. I don't care what your mummy or your granny says. Nope. None of us. Not a single sausage. Okay? So, that's my lecture over for the day. How did you find that? Oh, wasn't it too hard on you, was it? I can be nice sometimes. I'm nice all the time. Until you're not nice to me. And then I'll just cut you off and be like, bye-bye now. See you later, alligator. In a wild crocodile. Who remembers that? Do people still say that? I used to say it when I was young. When I was just a little girl. I've not heard anybody say that for a long time, but that could be because I'm 46, nearly. I'm not 46 yet. Calm yourselves down. Still got 2 months to go. Nearly. Slightly less. Shh. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Aliens away with a Kleenex. Like, oh my God, I'm going to be 46. Telling you, 46. Act 26. Look 96. I don't really. I do walk as if I'm 96 though. But yeah, we'll kind of, I think we've gave you enough of a little, it's not a lecture. Don't be telling lies. It was just a wee suggestion. Just saying. Is anybody on TikTok? And if you are on TikTok, you can follow this page, Reboot Your Thoughts Podcast. And you could also follow the Reboot Sanctuary and Reboot Your Business Podcast. But there's a wee girl on it. She cracks me up. I only noticed it yesterday, the day before. She's Irish, so there's her and her mum and her brother. And the first video I seen, it was her mum kidding on that there was somebody coming to beat up her mum. And she's like, oh my goodness, I don't want to say the wee girl's name. Mum's in trouble. They're going to come beat me up. Her, this somebody and their daughter. And she's like, well, I'll get them. And she's basically defending her mum. And it was so cute, so funny, and so everything. I mean, it was a fake story. And her mum's killing herself laughing. And she's away around the front looking for them. She's like, I'm sure they'll be here in 5 minutes. And I'll be here waiting with a hand on the hip and everything. And then the mum says to the wee brother, well, the big, I think it's the big brother. She says to him, are you going to stick up for mum as well? And he's just like, nah. You done it. You sort it. Not my problem. And then she calls her mum her skivvy. Oh, there's loads. So much. But it, I mean, you know it's not true. It's made up. But it's still hilarious. And the thick Irish accent makes it even funnier. So many funny kids on there. There's another wee girl and she's Scottish. I don't know whereabouts in Scotland she's from, but I'm presuming it's the East Coast, just going by an accent. And it's her and her dad. And I think they normally do like cooking vlogs and things like that. But again, she's so full of sass, and she talks like a wee old granny. Oh, she's brilliant. I was showing my mum the other day, and she was killing herself laughing. It's a TikTok can be good when it's good, and when it's not good, it's horrendous. And it's a shame, because it's an app that could potentially bring people together. But there's one side of it that there's so much toxic energy. There's so much arguing. And it really, really is a shame that that's happening, because you don't really get that so much on Instagram and Facebook. But I think it's because you don't get a lot of live videos. As many live, like, people on TikTok go live quite a lot, whereas you don't get it as much on Instagram and Facebook. That's more like you're posting. You're just putting a post up or whatever else. You can go live as well, but not so much. And I think it's because you don't need as many followers on TikTok to go live as what you do on Instagram and Facebook. I don't know all the ins and outs and the regulations and whatever else. I know you need to be 18. Although there is a lot under 18 that are going live, and I don't know how they get away with it, but that's not my business. That's not my story to tell. So what you're going to do in the next week, before next episode comes out, are you going to have a wee scroll, a wee scribble, a wee write a wee story about yourself, write a wee... Oh, I've got something to tell you at the end of this. Are you going to write lists? Are you going to make a vision board? Are you going to sit and think about who's in your life and who should be in and who shouldn't be in? Maybe there's somebody that's not in your life that you're actually missing and you want to get them back, and it's... Maybe they were toxic to you in the past. Maybe they've changed. It's about having that conversation. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe you've just lost touch and you want to find them again. That's what the internet's amazing for. It's brought me closer to a lot of people that I lost contact with, like maybe from leaving school or family that live far away. All these different things. So the internet can be good. It really can. I know I'm on about it a lot, but that's just me being older, probably. But think about who and what you want in your life. Because when you think about it, none of us are here forever, even though I did say to my son the other day that I should become a superhero so that I can be here forever, and he said, no, please don't. Which I thought was rude. I told you, my sons are brutal. Yeah, none of us are going to be here forever, so the time we are here, we need to make the most of it. We need to be able to enjoy it. We don't want to spend the time being sad, lonely, upset, or even just living a different life from what we anticipated we're going to live or dreamt of. And even if you're the same age as me, listen, you still get many years ahead. Don't worry. Bye. Don't you worry about a thing. Yeah, we can do it. We can do it together. Because I've got many things in my life I still want to do. We could make a pact together. You do this and I'll do that and blah, blah, blah. And yes, there's a will, there's a way. If you are willing to try, there's a way for us to get you there. So if you do want to kind of try and you don't know how to do it yourself, you maybe want some life coaching or some wellness coaching, counselling even, to get over some kind of trauma that's stopping you from moving forward, you can again write into any of the social media pages. You've got Rebook Your Thoughts, obviously, podcast on Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. Also on the same three platforms, you've got the Reboot Sanctuary. You can write to me in any of them. You can email me either here, rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com, or therebootsanctuary@gmail.com. And then you've also got the website where you can go on there, fill out a contact me form, or get all my contact details off social media. So, I said a few minutes ago, I've got something to tell you. The reason I'm telling you is because if I tell you, it means I need to do it. So this is me holding myself accountable, or you holding me accountable, accountability, that might not be the word I'm trying to use, but anyway, this is me. If I put it out there and tell you I'm going to do this, I actually need to do it. or I've got egg on my face. And I don't particularly want to be washing any egg off my face anytime soon. So I've decided, not only am I going to be counsellor, business coach, wellness coach, life coach, therapist, holistic therapist, I've decided I also want to be an author. Ta-da! She says we're jazz hands. She can't see it. So I am going to be writing a book. Now, I say I'm going to be writing a book. I don't know how long it will take me. I've got the concept. I've got the everything. I've just not got the words. I've got the words. I've just not wrote them down, you know. Two seconds. I forgot to turn that phone off again. I'm back. So whether it gets published or not, it's another story, which could be a story in itself. So I will keep you posted about that. And here's hoping that by the end of 2025, I can add Aileen as a published author. Or maybe they start next year. Maybe I don't know how long the process takes because I've never wrote a book before. So, if anybody out there is a publisher and would like to hear my idea, would like to tell me the process, even if you don't want to publish my book, but you can help me with how the process works and what I need to do, please feel free to write in. I would accept anybody's help, support. I'm not too ashamed to say I don't know how to do it because I've never done it before. And if you are an author and you've got wee hints and tips to how to go about getting published, please again write in and let me know. But yes, that is my thing I'm doing for me, to just say I at least tried. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's it cost me? Some of my time. And yeah, time is precious, but if you're using your time to try and do something that you have longed to do, then you're using it wisely. You're trying, and none of us can do anything else apart from try. So here we go. We are, so now we're, oh, there's a moth. Oh, sorry. Oh, a wee moth there. So now we are working on the website, working, recording podcasts, editing podcasts, studying, and writing a novel. Listen, I've still got four fingers left to count another four things on, so if you can think of anything else I need to do again. Oh, and I'm a mother, and I'm looking for a house. I've actually got two fingers left. Anyway, so yes, but it's a wee bit of a secret, because I don't want everybody to know. I want some people to be shocked when they see the book, when it's got my name sitting in the bookshop. I was going to say a bookshop, but I don't want it to be prejudiced, you know. Or when it's on Amazon. Oh, then I'm being prejudiced. Not really. If it's an audiobook, would it be my dulcet tones? Would you want to hear my dulcet tones? I don't know. I mean, people listen to the podcast, so maybe they would. We'll soon find out, won't we? But anyway, yes, if anybody's got any tips, if anybody works in that field, if anybody's wrote a book or whatever and would like to advise me, one, how long does it take to write a book? And do I need to edit it myself? Oh my goodness me. There's quite an awful lot of work in this, isn't there? I don't know if I'm up for them kidding on. No. I'm quite excited. I don't think my mum is when I told her the story. She's like, okay, Aileen. Aileen's at it again. Let's just say, here I go. It's a non-fiction book written fictionally. Does that make sense? It makes sense to me. I know what I'm trying to say, whether you know what I'm saying or not is another story, but hey ho. So yes, I'm going to leave it at that because, listen, if I rabbit on much longer, I might give away too much information. I might even start telling you other things I'm going to add into my business, and I'm not quite ready to tell you that yet. So if anybody would like me to talk about anything, if you've got any questions you would like to ask, if you want to come on to a guest, or even if you would like to advertise or sponsor the podcast, write in and I will get back to you within 24 hours. Other than that, I will speak to you again next week with a brand new topic. Take care and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye bye.